thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Near the performance stage of a crowded Centennial Hall in Fair Park is an 8-by-12-foot booth festooned with African-patterned mud-cloth clothes, handmade wood and leather drums, books, paintings, traditional masks, and wooden sculptures. For the 17th year in a row, Bondelli and Akwete Tahimba have brought their African goods to the Dallas Kwanzaa Fest.
We're constantly working on ideas and fighting against certain type of ideas. So Kwanzaa is a positive idea. It's a weapon, so anytime I wear something, I feel I'm at war. We're talking about culture war. My own kids want to wear European clothes. They don't want to wear nothing African. Please, Daddy, don't make me wear this African stuff today. So if they don't like where they come from, they can't love themselves. You got to love what your people have done for humanity.
I guess, you know, we're always wanting to do whatever we can to make sure that people know more about their history and culture. So whatever opportunity we have to bring people closer to Africa and closer to themselves, we do it.
From drums to jewelry, Akwete Tahimba sells items tied to African identity. She says she's not commercializing Kwanzaa.
You know, it's not like we're selling drugs, right? We're selling history, we're selling culture, education. It's not always the easiest thing to sell. And a lot of our people don't always run toward books. And for us, history is everything. Art is everything. You can learn so much, you know. You feel so much stronger. The self-esteem can become greater if you just know who you are. So
Akwete's husband, Bondelli, says Kwanzaa's founded not just on building African identity, but honoring some basic principles like self-determination and creativity. One principle each night is celebrated with a candle during the 7-day celebration.
We have the night of unity. When we deal with the principle of faith, we deal with telling our people to have faith in their community. If you talk to 90% of the black men, sometimes have an attitude like, man, I'm just trying to hang on. Man, I'm just trying to maintain. Sound like they don't have too much faith. We give them the principles of having faith.
17 years ago, when a much smaller Kwanzaa Fest was first launched here, the Tahimbas worked with Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price, who got it all started. He believes Kwanzaa is now a vital part of the city's identity and holiday season.
We say emancipation, education, enterprise. How do you take care of home? So I think not only the symbols, but all the days, the Swahili word, Kwanzaa meaning first fruit, you evaluate yourself, you evaluate your community, how have you been responsible, and how do you hold yourself accountable? Umoja, the first day of Kwanzaa, the whole unity piece. You talk about the Kuji Chagalia, the self-determination. Nia, what is really the purpose? Yakumba, your works and responsibilities.
For John Wiley Price, the Tahimbas, and thousands of others in North Texas, it's all now part of a relatively new holiday tradition of Kwanzaa. One, Price says, complements the season's other religious celebrations and doesn't compete with any. Kwanzaa starts next Wednesday, the day after Christmas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.